Governor Obama.
Going to Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
That's no moon.
We're all fine here. No, thank you. How are you?
Welcome to the Star Wars Nerds Podcast. I'm Dan Vettabonker.
And I'm Kenton Larson.
Happy New Year, Kenton.
And a happy new year to you.
Oh, this is a bit delayed from New Year. And we haven't actually recorded since the end of, is it since the end of Ahsoka?
That's right.
Oh my God.
There's two things. That was the end of the semester for us. And that's always, it's exhausting and there's so much to do. So we kind of, sometimes we take a break around then. But also there was zero Star Wars news.
True.
There was nothing.
Yeah.
There was Star Wars podcasts will do things like play boring trivia or pretend they have news. We don't do that. We only show up when there's real news.
That's right.
We don't bullshit our audience.
Yes, that's right. News. No, there was nothing to talk about. And I mean, yeah, but we were very, very busy this past semester, as we always are at the end of the semester. Yeah. And yeah, just couldn't find the time. And actually, we had really bad schedules, and we continue to have really bad conflicting schedules as we are now online talking on a Friday because neither of us are at the college today. And it's the only day we could find time together to talk, but that's okay.
It turns out that we have the exact opposite schedule somehow. That's been a problem in the past for some reason, but this semester worse than ever.
I wonder if it's a conspiracy.
I looked at our schedules and I saw every single time I took a photo of your schedule on your wall.
And posted it to Twitter. Thank you.
I was like, I will go home and I will find when we can record. And there's nothing. I said to you, 4 o'clock on Thursday. And you're like, nope. And so then that's that. That's
I got to be home. I got at 5:30. I have an online class that to be at. So I have to go home for that. I can't do that I'll be exhausted if I do a podcast between.
You have to teach an online class.
No,
right?
I'm in an online class. I'm in one. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm taking my final class for this thing we have to do at the college. So anyway.
Then you'll finally be trained as an instructor.
Finally, after 13 how many years of doing this. 15 years. Anyway. All right, we're going to talk about Star Wars. We do have some Star Wars news this week, which is exciting. Yeah. Where do you want to start?
Well, the big announcement was a Star Wars film, and there wasn't a lot of information, but lots of questions that we'll break down. So the big Star Wars film that will be coming out is The Mandalorian and Grogu. I think that's the title of the film. That's the first question. It's not the show's The Mandalorian, but we know who the real star is. It's Baby Yoda.
Yes.
And so it's The Mandalorian and Grogu, because that's going to sell movie tickets, theater tickets.
I don't know. It seems like a bad title just because it's so bland and like plain and says nothing about anything. And maybe that's deliberate. Maybe it's a search engine optimized title. I don't know. It just feels so, who cares, right? And the two go hand in hand, right? You don't have to say both because the two, like when you have one, you have the other. So, but it is exciting that we're finally getting another Star Wars movie after how many years now of not having anything?
Yeah, it's, and I think it points to some strategic decisions. I think it points to something else, which we'll talk about in a second, something that is not a positive. But I think, like you and I have talked about a million times, the most popular Star Wars since forever is The Mandalorian and Grogu. And if you're going to do a movie, you're going to take the superstars, the things that people want to see, and you're going to put them in the movie. And that actually reminded me of when I went to that Mandalorian panel at Comic-Con here in Winnipeg. The fandom for The Mandalorian surprised me. Like the people who are in line asking, like a giant, like 1,000 people in a hall. And the lineup to ask questions was huge. And the girl said to Giancarlo Esposito, you're my second favorite villain. My favorite villain's Darth Vader. And everybody laughed. It was very funny. And Carl Weathers loved that. He loved the person sideways insulting somebody by saying, you're my second favorite. Because I guess Apollo Creed is my second favorite boxer.
He's my second favorite Rocky villain. Oh, wait, no, he doesn't. He becomes a friend afterwards. But I mean, I'm a Clubber Lang fan myself.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah, But I was just thinking, second, like the movie's called Rocky.
Okay, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
There is a movie called Creed, but it's not Apollo Creed.
That's right.
Yeah. So, in the Rocky universe, Apollo Creed is my second favorite boxer. And if I would have been standing in line, I would have said that. But I was so surprised by the fandom for it, and I think this is an acknowledgement of that fandom.
Sure. And I think they're just kind of going back to basics here, right? Because everyone's kind of acknowledging the Disney Plus thing has been great, but they went a little hard on the Disney Plus content, a little too much. People are getting a little overwhelmed. It's certainly happening on the Marvel side. Star Wars, not so much, because they've had a lot of content. I think they've been pacing it out well or doling it out in bits, but they've not all been great series, right? That Ahsoka was not great.
That was our least favorite one,
but there were some other ones that weren't great either, and it's not all been awesome, right? But that's fine. I just think that it's been a long time since we've seen Star Wars on the big screen. I think people miss that experience of going to see a Star Wars movie, right?
I also think this is Bob Iger coming back to Disney after he was gone.
I was so confused.
And he's like, what's And you know, we're doing movies, and you know what people talk to me about? They talk to me about that little baby Yoda and about that Mandalorian guy. And that's what we're doing. We're doing that movie. And that's my guess. My guess is, because what happened to Dave Filoni's movie he was doing? What happened to Rogue Squad?
Ryan Johnson's trilogy that they're talking about.
That's the biggest joke of all time. I love the whole concept that's still floating around out there. Like, there will never be an official announcement, because if there is one, everyone will go like, oh, yeah, we hated The Last Jedi. That's basically a reminder of the thing everybody hated.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So I do. So I have but the last time we heard an announcement, it was Dave Filoni's movie that was going to wrap up everything. And maybe that's probably still a go, I'm guessing. Maybe it's even.
Well, I thought it was a series. Maybe it was a trilogy. I thought that's what we talked about at some point.
Well, we thought that he might do Heir to the Empire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, they dropped the line in Ahsoka, Heir to the Empire. Like, one of the questions we have is this replacing other films? Is this in addition to other films? What are the other films? Like, I just think there's a lot of confusion about announcements that got made and that never got taken back.
Yeah, I think we're maybe, like, putting a little too much weight on this kind of stuff, I don't love that we're all like super knowledgeable about what's happening and what's coming sometimes. I feel like it'd be great if we just kind of had the movies come out as they used to. Like, we'd see occasionally things about them, but it was like more like, oh, it's coming out. Oh, now we see the trailer. Now we go see the movie. And we're not really aware of the next stage or the next phase. And then Marvel kind of ruined that with their whole phase thing. And they mapped it all out and they showed these timelines of all these movies and when everything was coming out. So that became the expectation that everyone else was going to do. Did Star Wars ever do that? Did they ever actually do that?
Yeah, they did, because they showed the map of where everything falls into Star Wars. And then like Solo was in there. Remember? They were showing and it was accurate. Pardon me, it was accurate for a little while, and then it suddenly wasn't accurate. And then suddenly, did they ever cancel Rogue Squadron, or did they just say it's postponed? I don't remember.
I thought that was still on, as far as I could tell. I thought that was the most sure movie we had, other than this one, other than this Mandalorian one.
Well, I thought the Dave Filoni one, like, to me, that was a no-brainer, that at some point they have to take all the streaming shows, Boba Fett, Ahsoka, and Mandalorian, and it's like the Avengers, basically. They're going to do the fun. They're going to bring them all together.
They tried that with the Marvels recently, right? Didn't they try that with all those Marvel shows they made that nobody watched, and then they tried to make a movie that nobody went to see in the theater?
But to me, that's the perfect capper for a bunch of bombing Marvel films that we had kind of all in a row.
Yes, that's
like,
right.
Let's clean. That should be the final one. Let's clean the slate there.
Now, do you think part of this is about like reinvigorating the movie theater industry and pushing people to the theater? Like, something like a Star Wars movie could really get people excited and going back to the theater, and that could cause a new kind of renaissance of people wanting to go to the theater again?
It's hard to put that hope on one film. I mean, okay. I think Barbie and Oppenheimer did that.
For a couple weekends, they did.
But yeah, but that alone saved what was a still dismal year at the box office. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to say now. I mean, when you've got Marvel films bombing, and you've got things like that that happening, who knows? I mean, I don't even know. I still think that, like, if you were to ask me, I'd say everything's going to be streaming in the future more than anything, more than ever. But I think Star Wars is at its best when it's a film, or it has been in the past. I think it brings the luster back to Star Wars as a film franchise. I think there's like doing the Mandalorian film solves a lot of problems.
Okay.
But there needs to be a reason. But here's the big jump, and that is I used to watch this for free, 10 episodes for free on my TV. Now I got to pay to see 2 hours? Like, that doesn't seem, I'm getting ripped off here.
Oh, you know, that they shot themselves in the foot with all these streaming services, right? Because totally devalued the content. And I think I had this a bit of an epiphany the other day about this, because I realized that the reason why I don't want to go to the theater anymore is because I have the philosophy of, or the thought that it'll come to streaming eventually. I will see it eventually. There's no urgency for me to get to the theater. And there's so much content. There's so much for me to choose from. Back in the day when we had to like choose a movie, our choices were watch it on TV if you could get something, find something good on. Watch something you own, which I still have, but I still never ever want to watch stuff I own. But, you know, you have that choice. We could go rent a movie or go see one in the theater. And that was pretty much it. There are 4 ways to watch a movie, right? But now we can watch a movie pretty much anywhere we are. We can take it and watch it with us on a bus. We can just, it's because it's so plentiful, the value is totally dropped. And that's happened for movies. And I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do to get people back. But I think Star Wars will help. And if they can kind of maybe have a couple of hits after that, they can maybe sustain something for a while. But the content has not been good. Like, I didn't even love Barbie that much. I thought it was okay. But I thought there was issues.
Get ready. We're about to make everybody angry because I didn't like it either.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about it.
Well, because it's simple for me. Like, let's start with what's good. The acting is good. The set design is good. The idea is good. And the execution, I thought, was not good.
Yes, I agree totally. Here's what I thought. I thought it was a lazy writing. They did not put enough thought into the concept of like this Barbie world and the real world and how they were connected, and none of it made sense. And this arbitrary drive from Venice Beach through these weird things, or however they got there, was completely stupid. And I'm sure Barbie people loved all the blah blah blah, but it was like none of it was connected to Barbie, any of that stuff. And I didn't like Will Ferrell and his whole. They're just biking their way through all the worlds. The entire movie, it takes them to get there by the end of it, and it's all done, and they have no effect on anything. So yeah, it was funny. I mean, Ryan Gosling and Simu Liu were both very good, and so was Margot Robbie, of course, and everybody was fun. It was nice to see all these people and all these different types of Barbies and everything. And certainly, I don't like everyone who went and had a great experience because of their connection to the brand. You know, that was what that movie was about. But as a movie, I didn't like it.
After I watched it, I had more respect for the marketing department than I ever have before, because honestly, it could have been a bomb. It could have been a monster bomb, that movie. Because and it just reminded me of some of those 80s films you'd go see, and it would just be you'd go and you'd be like, okay, well, that was something. Who knows? Like, it wasn't as funny as it's supposed to be. Fine, let's go get a pizza, kind of thing.
Back to the beach. And, I felt that way after Back to the Beach.
Right, exactly like that. And I'm with you. I like. Oh, Barbie World is somewhere over here. Ken needs to go there, but then he needs to go back to set up the patriarchy, like that. And it seemed pretty easy for him to do that. He seemed to have zero opposition. Which seemed like that was not the point of the film either. And the voiceover designed to save the film, clearly to cover the editing problems.
That was confusing.
Yes.
I thought that was very confusing. I mean, when was there a narrator in this? I totally forgot there was a voiceover at some point.
Helen Mirren. Right?
It's Helen Mirren. But I'm like, I forgot, like... I'm sure I didn't realize she was in it or what was going on with that. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, it was very... Well, it's... My guess is they added it at the 9th hour when they realized the movie didn't make sense. They needed something to explain it. Yep. And even the narrator at one point goes, this is a difficult line when you have Margot Robbie playing Barbie, the narrator says. And I was like, that's put in the film because we all would have burst out laughing at poor Margot Robbie
Like, bet you, like, you know what? I bet you a test audiences did. I guarantee test audiences laughed at that and they said, oh, okay, I guess we didn't, we're not as clever as we thought we were. And they had to kind of acknowledge that they you know,
that's right,
cast a beautiful woman in this role. Whatever. It was not a big deal.
So that's a film that I don't think, it's whatever, fine. It's a fine film, but it's not, I never want to see it again. And I would not see any sequel. I'm done with the Barbieverse for now.
Are they doing a sequel? I really think it's a bad idea. I think they should stop.
They will. They'll do a sequel. They can't. There's too much money. There's too much money sitting on the Barbie 2 table. That's the problem.
God, give me a break. But, all right, let's get back to Star Wars. What else?
But I think The Mandalorian. Okay, so back to The Mandalorian. I think The Mandalorian could be a phenomenon. It could be, but it could also be something that people just are used to now and used to seeing on TV and can wait to see. So part of what I was, back to the title, I was kind of hoping the title would be Mandalorian and Grogu in Raiders of the Lost Ark, okay, or something.
That would be awesome, yes.
In blah, 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 blah. Like, tell us what they're doing in the film, right?
The Caper of Orn Mandel or something like that.
Yes,
like
I like that already.
That kind of a thing, right? Yeah. Like, oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, like, that'd be great.
Let's send them on an adventure and like let's make it exciting. And I also thought that the casting of the right actors in other things, in other roles in this film could be very important to answer the question, what's different about this than the streaming show? Well, look, we want to see Carl Weathers and we want to see like Pedro Pascal, who better take off his helmet for at least half an hour of the film. And we want to see all our old favorites. But will we see CGI Luke Skywalker? I'd say it's almost a given we'd have to see him if this is like a big budget.
You want that for everything. You think he's going to show up in everything.
But he did. But he's part of this universe. He's part of this universe.
I know
he
is. I know. But you just love that so much. You just want to see him again.
No, he will. No, I think they'll put him in the film. They have to. I think they got to. But then I also think the casting of some notable people who we love to see in films would go a very long way in this as well.
I think they're going to back off a bit because of the stunt casting accusations they had from the Jack Black shit. But I'll tell you this, the best casting they had, like I loved Andor. I think that was the best series.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite series out of all of them, I got to say, is Andor. I'm going to rewatch it again soon. I feel like it's been a while. I want to revisit that one. But the guy in Andor that was the best actor is that guy from The Bear, Cousin Richie from The Bear.
Yeah.
He's amazing in The Bear. He's incredible, but he's really good in this too.
And Skarsgård.
What was that point about acting? Oh, Skarsgård, yes.
If Skarsgård isn't dead at the end of Andor, and I think he almost certainly will be, but if he's not, could we see like old man Skarsgård in the Mandalorian movie? Like, is there a potential there as well?
We're gonna have one of his sons play a younger version of him. That's the trend in Hollywood.
Oh my goodness. I never thought of that.
None of his sons look like him, really.
He's got 100 sons running around, and they can all play him at different time periods. So, I mean, I don't know. Are you excited to see The Mandalorian in the theater?
I am, yes. I'm excited to see Star Wars at the big screen. I'll go see it no matter what. And we've seen good Star Wars in the theater. We've seen shitty Star Wars in the theater. It's all a crapshoot, and we're willing to take the risk. I'm willing to put down my $20 or whatever it's fucking going to cost at that point. And then we'll see how it is. But it's exciting. I think it's cool. When is the release date for this? What are we looking at?
We don't have a release date.
Of course we don't. They never do.
And also the fact that Jon Favreau, I think, is the right guy to direct it. He's the guy who did Iron Man.
He's like, the guy who did Elf.
Maybe Bob Newhart could be in this film, in The Mandalorian. It could be Bob Newhart's last film because he's an elderly man now, and I understand he's not in good health.
So it
would be nice. It would be nice to see Bob Newhart on the big screen.
finally tie those two fandoms together for you, Kenton. You've been waiting. You're waiting for that Newhart cameo in Star Wars.
The deadpan elf is what we need. I think it'll be good. I'm glad Jon Favreau's directing. I'm glad Dave Filoni has his own thing that he's doing. I think that's fine that way. We were not fans of Ahsoka season one. That was fine, but it was not like in the same way Barbie was fine. there's like major issues that I would fix.
The Barbie. What? No, what's going on? There is Ahsoka season two coming.
Yeah. That was buried in the announcement. So it was like The Mandalorian and Grogu, and there's a cool picture of them with something exploding behind them, and you're like, wow, I want to see that. And then underneath it, it said, also confirmed Ahsoka season two, something else. And I think that was it for the announcement. But then the next day, I think it was Lucasfilm posted on social media the concept art of the statue with his hand out from the end of Ahsoka. And on the hand is Ahsoka and Sabine, I think, standing there on the big statue's hand. So we're continuing right where we left off, which is cool. And I do like, I kind of like the idea that the Star Wars is going somewhere cool. But, I'm more excited for The Mandalorian than I am for Ahsoka. Yeah, and I'm sure you are too.
Yeah, it's a Rebels sequel, right? It's all kind of playing off of Rebels. And there's fans for that, but it's just not our thing. So that's fine if they want to keep going with it.
Does this replace another season of The Mandalorian?
Probably.
I
think it does. I think it's got to be. That's it. I don't think they're going to come back. Okay, no. Don't they have one more season of The Mandalorian coming? Or is that it?
Well,
there's going to be a fourth one. Is there a fourth? Did we do four?
I thought they were doing four. However, does this remove that?
No, idea? I don't think so then. I apologize. I thought we'd already got to that point, but yeah, I think they're still going to do a fourth season.
Let me check and see if there's any news on that, because that's the one thing that I wanted to know when the movie was announced, and I assumed, and maybe I assumed wrong, that this would replace. Okay, here we go. Oh, technically it says, so where is this? Okay, so this is like a nerd news site, but yes, The Mandalorian Season 4 has already been confirmed, though it's unclear if the original plans for Season 4 have now evolved into the full-length motion picture. So,
right, yeah, they could have taken like whatever they had developed for that and moved it there. I mean, it's fine. So that'd be cool if they have like a movie to bridge between the seasons, and then we'll continue on Disney Plus, I guess. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
but I wish they had a release date. I just think that it would be so much better if they had a release date and we knew when it was actually coming, because I don't like, who knows, like, I just said that I don't care. I'm very contradictory today. I don't want to know what's coming, but I want to know when it's coming. I want to know when the next thing is coming. That's all. I want to know when the next thing is coming out. That's all you need to tell me.
I think this film announcement is different than the others for one key reason. I think it's actually going to be made.
Okay. Well, like, if Jon Favreau is attached to it, it's going to be made, right? Because he is the golden boy of Disney right now.
He loves The Mandalorian, clearly. That's his thing. That's the thing that he, right, exactly. So of course, and he's already in, he works there at Lucasfilm, it's a guarantee to happen. Whereas a lot of the other stuff that they announced just seemed like, wouldn't it be nice if we had this? So it was just lots of And not to mention all the directors getting fired all the time and all of that stuff.
That's not good. Like, it's kind of like where it erodes the brand a bit to have all this uncertainty and weirdness happening around it. And who knows what? It's because they're not like, it makes it seem like Disney wants people to kind of just fall in line with whatever they want. And nobody's going to believe the director is going to bring anything to the movie. Like, that's where you get bland stuff. That's when everything kind of becomes bland and not really good. That's what happened to Marvel, right? It's just all became very bland and, you know.
It started following a template, and that's not what we want.
Yes, that's right. No, we want something interesting and original. So anyway, what else? So there was something else you wanted to talk about for Star Wars news.
No, that was that was the big announcement of the week, and Ahsoka 2. So Ahsoka 2 is the other thing with the artist rendering of the scene.
Okay.
And that was the that's pretty big Star Wars news when we haven't had any for so long. And even when Ahsoka, they stopped Ahsoka, you would expect the announcement for season two to be at the end of that, to be that day or to be a week later or something. And they just, I really thought there was going to be nothing. I didn't think they were ever going to renew it. And I thought the storyline would be picked up in Dave Filoni's film, whenever that would come. So that's the big news this week. I always go look for toys, and I've never seen fewer toys than what are available. There's nothing really.
See it. It'll ramp up again whenever something comes out.
The only new thing I've seen at Walmart is Ghost Ahsoka. the Ghost Ahsoka figure. Like,
Ghost,
who wants to?
Ghost.
Oh, pardon me. Sorry, it's Ahsoka. Not Ghost, but you know, like when the character appears as a hologram.
Yeah.
It's okay. Hologram Ahsoka that they have there, and it's $42 is now the cost of a Star Wars Black figure in Canada. Ridiculous.
I want to adopt a gimmick. I've been trying to do this on TikTok, and it is just not working as well as I would like, because I've been trying to do ChatGPT trivia questions.
Yeah.
If you've seen that. But it sucks because my tablet is old and it kind of works slowly, and I need my phone to use the ChatGPT app, which is the best way to use it.
Oh, is it?
Well, I think it is, just as far as the way I'm doing this, as far as the voice dictation, because I want to do this quickly. But I'm going to say, hold on a second.
Didn't we just say we're the Star Wars podcast that doesn't do trivia when we run out of stuff?
No, we're running out of stuff. I'm going to cut all this out. Question one. What is the name of the gas giant planet where Cloud City is located in The Empire Strikes Back?
Bespin.
Correct. Well done. Question two. In Return of the Jedi, who rescues Han Solo from the carbonite freezing chamber in Jabba the Hutt's palace?
Princess Leia. These are so easy.
What if it says Boosh?
No, we know.
I know. Whatever it'll say. Princess Leia. That's correct again. Question three. Excuse me. What is the name of the Sith Lord who serves as the main antagonist in The Phantom Menace and is revealed to be the master of Darth Maul?
What would they... Well, it's the Emperor or Darth, also known as Darth Sidious.
Yeah, I'm going to say Emperor Palpatine. I think that's what they're looking for there. Close, but the correct answer is Darth Sidious. So you had it right. Darth Sidious.
It's the same character. What a joke.
It's just, Emperor Palpatine is the Sith Lord's public persona. Great effort, though.
What a joke.
That's fun. There we go. So they can maybe send some trivia, have some trivia every week, and maybe we'll never do this again. Who knows?
Well, you know what? They'll never have another announcement again, so we'll be stuck. We'll have to do trivia every week like the other Star Wars podcasts. How are you? Just trivia. Just tons of trivia. Cards. Get a game.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure we can buy a Star Wars trivia game. I'm sure they exist. Star Wars Trivial Pursuit, does that not exist?
I think it does.
Like it should. I'm sure we can find one. Anyway. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. No more trivia for now. Let's wrap it up. That's going to do it for this episode of the Star Wars Nerds. I'm Dan Vadebunker.
And I'm Kenton Larson. Don't let the Force hit you on the ass.
421, you come.
Going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters. Tosche Station to pick up some